reach new heights if we're all created equal. That's us too. But you will probably not recall that it's not been too long at all since we even had the right to cast a vote. Well, sure, some men bow down and call us missing.
Yeah.
Then it's time to watch out and wash the dishes. But when the time rolls around to elect a president, what did they say, sister?
What did they say?
They said, I'll
see you later.
And don't forget my mashed potatoes. And don't forget my mashed potatoes. And don't forget my mashed potatoes. Cause I'm going down.
Hello, you are listening to show number 31 of the Lesbian Mafia, and I am your host. My name is Sandy. This will be a mini. I don't know how long this mini will be, because I have a few things that I have in my mind. And number one is I went to fill up because I was almost on E. I don't really usually let myself get on E, but I've been really crazy, so I haven't been able to fill up. And lo and behold, the numbers are over 4, and plus was 423. So I got hammered at the gas station, and then I went grocery shopping. And I got pummeled at the grocer. So I can't say that I'm not getting fucked, because I am. So that is for sure. The only thing is I'm not enjoying it. So you had to know that was coming. That was really bad. I know that was lame. But, you know, look, at least I try. You have to give me an E for effort, because I try. I try. And this new gas hike is just in time for Memorial Day weekend. Luckily, I will not be going on any road trips. Maybe I'll podcast instead, because it's seeming to be cheaper than, driving to the grocer and back. So, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Wow. Let me tell you that it killed me. Filling up killed me today, and I'm not going to lie. And they're saying that it's probably going to be about $5 this summer, so I wish I had a Vespa. But, you know, with the roads around here, you know, they've been paying exorbitant prices for gas in Europe for millennia, so I guess, I don't know, it's, you know, all that money being spent on shoving democracy down other people's throats, you know, it's costing us big time. So, and there's tens of millions of people who cannot afford prescription drugs. People are losing their homes. Yeah, it's a really good time here. Yippee! At least I drive a Honda, so, I don't have a foot in my ass the way some other people do, because I saw this girl, she was waiting for pizza. I was sitting at the light, and she was waiting for pizza in her, monstrosity of a Jeep, and I was like, ooh, man, that shit has to hurt. I'm so glad that I got rid of my Jeep. It was the best thing that I ever did. I'm so glad I got rid of that piece of shit. I probably wouldn't be able to leave the house. What are you gonna do? Anyway. You know, and things like gas and everything, it's really difficult, but stuff like health problems, not being able to get your prescriptions, these are things that destroy people's lives. And they're making serious advances in Spain, Russia, you know, Sweden, all these other places with stem cell research. And soon we're going to want those drugs. And they're going to fist us in the ass, no grease, to get those scripts. Great times. Are any of our presidential candidates talking about this? They're, you know, the ideas that they're presenting. They say they're supporting it, but they don't tell you how. They only tell you how wonderful they are. Aside that, all three of them are senators, and all three of them are collecting a paycheck for being senators. When they are not senatoring, what they're doing is running for president. So all three of them, right off the bat, you know what every single one of them are made out of. They're taking a paycheck for senatoring. Where else in the world can you do this? Take a paycheck for doing one job and just don't do it, period, at all. All three of them are disgusting examples of the vulgarity of how the citizens of this country are pummeled in their anuses. it's amazing to me the incredible bias, the sexist bias that I have watched. I haven't seen sexism like this since the priests at St. Clair's completely got rid of every single nun in that school. Coincidentally, one of the priests there was being charged with he was on molestation charges on one of the students there. St. Clair's, the molesters that got rid of all the nuns. Sister Stabile. I didn't even go to that school, but whatever. The archaic, draconian sexism, I haven't seen anything like this. All over my television screen. I can't even watch that trash TV, CNN. I don't even watch that trash TV. And apparently nobody else is watching them either because their ratings are terrible. The last thing I want to hear is Anderson Cooper's opinion. Sorry. Thanks, Andy. But I don't care about you. Anyway, I'm going to get myself worked up. We're going to do it. At least the seniors have a lot to be happy about. High school seniors, right? All getting out of school soon. What is there, a couple weeks left? I know that usually seniors don't even bother going the last couple weeks. I'm not saying not to go. I'm saying go. When I think back on high school, which I did nothing but cut out, drink, smoke, and do all kinds of terrible things, and hang out with, like, really, you know, these guys with, like, their only ambition was to play guitar. Which, that's not a bad ambition, I guess. But as long as you have other things in the mix besides smoking pot. But yeah, so the only thing that we did was hang out and just, you know, go to the beach and do terrible things. Which was a complete waste of time. Where was my mother? Oh, she was working. That's right. What are you going to do, you know? Lost youth. You don't want to look back on those times and say, hey. Because you may, when, you know, you're in your 30s and, you know, careering it, you may turn around and say, wow, those last couple of weeks of senior year in high school, I really should have went. That's what you might be saying. I know you're, like, totally out of there. I know. Right? I know. That's okay. That's okay. Just be glad you didn't go to a Catholic high school. Oh. I got thrown out, by the way. You know, what are you going to do? I couldn't deal. It was an all-girls Catholic high school, too. And I got thrown out in the first year. I was a rebel. I think I was cutting out. And you can't cut out of Catholic school when when your parents are paying for it. My mother cleaned toilets to send me to that school. And I cut out. Actually, I got really dicked over by the school system. What happened was, is they skipped me once, and then they held me back. It was such a weird thing, because I was passing the state exams, the comprehension exams, like reading and all that stuff. I was, like, advanced, but then I wasn't doing the work, so I got really shafted. I technically wasn't up to date on the schoolwork, but then when you take those exams, it's like they can't keep you in the same grade. They have to skip you. So I ended up getting skipped, and then I ended up in high school where they started doing algebra, and I was still doing, like, 7th grade math because I hadn't worked on it. Am I making any sense? Whatever, I got dicked over, and then I didn't know what the hell was going on in high school. And so, you know, what I ended up doing was, you know, hanging out with a bunch of stoners, pretty much. It was a lot easier to figure that out. I still have trouble counting change. What am I talking about today? What is this? Why did I sit down to tape? I don't know. I guess I just felt like you might be interested in what I had to say. Or maybe you're not. Maybe you hate me. Do you hate me? What are you going to do, you know? All right. Well, I guess I just wanted to touch base. Oh, I bought this thing I want to share with you guys, because I bought the Neti Pot. And I don't, if any of you guys know what that is, it's like a little thing that you clean your sinuses out with, and it's really messy. It's just terrible. And so what happened was, is when I used it, some water went in my ear, and that kind of, like, freaked me out because it wouldn't come out for, like, a couple of days. I know that's disgusting. I'm sorry. But so my search continued, because I have, you know, like, really bad problems with my sinuses. I've talked about this before. But anyway, so and I had such terrible dreams last night. Oh my God, about my sinuses. I had dreamt about it. It's so bad. It's, oh my God. Anyway, so I bought this thing that I want to share with you guys. It's called Hydro Pulse, and it's a nasal sinus irrigation system. And it's more expensive than the nose bidet, neti pot, whatever. But this thing is so easy. Like, I'm done in, like, 3 minutes, not even. Look it up. HydroMedOnline.com. So I know that I talk to a lot of people, and like almost everybody has sinus problems. So I just wanted to share that with you guys. But all right, so you know, I guess I'll sign off now, and you know, maybe I'll touch base with you again soon. You know, the next time I go fill up at the gas station. Oh, and before I go, I want to say that I probably will be doing another teen show at some point. And when I do, because I've been getting a lot of emails about that, like all of a sudden, it's like boom, all of a sudden. But when I do that, I will post a bulletin. And so make sure that you get back to me when I post that. So, you know. And then I'll probably do, like, you know, where you can ask me anything you want. Like last week's call from Emma, I didn't really answer. I didn't answer any of her questions. I feel terrible, Emma. But one day I will answer your questions. And incidentally, everybody asks me, are you hot? Are you hot? Are you hot? I mean, you know what my answer to this is? Imagine that, what's that show? Tales of the Crypt. And I come out of the ground like that and I start podcasting. So that's my answer. You know, just imagine the worst. All right, let me go. I gotta go. You never let me go. It was good touching base with you. I don't know if it was as good for you as it was for me. Because I feel like basically what I did here was I probably should be paying you. I probably should be paying you to listen to me. That's what I feel like about this podcast. I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Well, I love you for listening. I do. All right, let me go. All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.